It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Frost and freezes occurred this morning in western North Dakota, and it looks like from this point forward, the good news is that we're going to see warmer and drier weather across the northern plains and upper Midwest for a several-day period. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures this morning did get pretty darn cool out there in western North Dakota. We saw three locations come in with 28 degrees. Those locations include the Hazen area, Manning, and also Beach, North Dakota, all of which are in the southwest part of the state, far removed from our listening area, but nevertheless, it was pretty darn nippy underneath the surface high pressure center that was out there. Readings of 30 to 36 were common in the rest of western North Dakota, even a northwestern part of South Dakota. For most of us, though, temperatures were not so cool. We saw upper 30s and lower 40s this morning. The forecast is for a big turnaround in our temperatures. We'll be cool this afternoon with upper 50 and 60 degree readings common across our region, but that's as cool as it gets, and we will be seeing a warming trend starting to kick in as we get into Saturday, and by Sunday and Monday, we'll likely be seeing temperatures getting into the 80s across a big part of the region. Perhaps on Sunday, we'll still have some upper 70s in the easternmost parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, but by Monday, everybody will be in the 80s, and we'll continue that way probably on Tuesday and perhaps on Wednesday as well, with a little bit of a cool down likely on Wednesday afternoon in the northwestern half of the region. And then that cooler air will try to overrun a larger part of the region as we get to Thursday, but it doesn't look like anything substantially cold, just 70 degree readings and a few lower 80s lingering. Well, in the meantime, the good news is that we will not be seeing a lot of precipitation coming into the area during this time period. The surface high pressure center that's present out there today is expected to dominate our region for the next 2 or 3 days, but as it shifts to the southeast, we will get a south wind to blow across the area, and eventually will bring some moisture up across the area. A few showers of sporadic nature will likely evolve on Saturday afternoon, more likely Saturday night into Sunday in the western Dakotas, but the eastern areas will continue to be dry biased. We'll look for some instability, shower activity to begin popping up in the heat on Sunday night. Well, it's going to be more likely on Monday afternoon and on into Tuesday, and then we'll see a frontal system finally pushing into the region as we get to midweek next week, which will offer our best opportunity for rain. But obviously, several days are in front of us of warm and dry bias conditions, and that's going to firm the ground and help to promote field work aggressively across parts of the region. The earliest opportunity for a return of cooler weather may come along in that mid to late week period next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.